For Maria Gia Guzman, my abuela.
Foreword.
My paternal grandmother, the woman who helped shape who I am today, was illiterate. In lieu of reading stories to me, she retailed folklores she knew. Folklores that make up the fabric of the Dominican Republic, but originated in Africa. She seemed to have an endless library of these stories. Sometimes she mentioned them while cooking. Other times, she used them to heed warnings. I don't think she meant them to be a source of inspiration, but they sure found their way into this book. Although this isn't a folklore per se, I included some in this story. I absolutely love writing this book. It very much provided the escape I needed from the reality, or alternative reality, LOL, that is 2020. I hope it does the same for you. XO, Claire Contreras.
Prologue.
I found her,
he said loudly. Someone walked quickly into the room. I turned to see the guard who'd been standing by the door.
Sir, I am so sorry. I didn't. The search is over.
I found her, Rivers said again. What are you talking about? My heart pounded in my ears.
This woman will keep me company tonight,
he said, ignoring me. I wasn't sure who he was speaking to anymore. But then I turned and noticed the tent drapes had been pulled open, and the line of women and the people standing all around outside the tent could see us. Maybe I drank too much tequila, but I could have sworn he just said I'd be keeping him company tonight. I turned to face him. I'm sorry, my name wasn't on the list. I wasn't even...
You are my pick, Penelope Guzman.
But I didn't even sign up for this.
You didn't have to.
His smile was goldfish. Territorial.
I'm the host of Carnival this year, and I'm choosing to spend my night with you.
I looked around again, at a loss for words. I was entirely too inebriated to fully grasp what was happening, so I said the first thing that came to mind.
Our families hate each other. Tell me something I don't know.
He was no longer smiling, but he looked just as amused as he did a minute ago. There was a glow in his eyes, a glint. He still didn't look nice, but the adrenaline coursing through me was too palpable for me to turn away, to yank my hand from his. And if I'd really been analyzing what I was feeling, I would classify it as excitement. The most powerful man on the island, the most sought after, the most mysterious, the one I was told to never, ever summon by name, was holding out his hand for me. I set my hand over his, and he held it gently as he watched me. I left it there, ignoring the shiver that slithered down my spine. Well, I was going to disown me for this. I felt that warning in the pit of my stomach, and it was only then that I pulled my hand from his.
What happened, little witch? You remembered who you were? River chuckled.
I'm not the witch here. I met his gaze. And I'm not little.
No, not at all.
He looked amused. I was annoyed.
Why'd you pick me?
Why wouldn't I?
There are a lot of women on the island.
Why you stand in line?
I thought it was the bathroom.
Really?
He brought a fist up to cough into it, hiding a laugh. I'm not joking. I clenched my shaky hands into fists.
I didn't think you were.
I swallowed. So, why will you